There was a time I hated Instagram and I got slight anxiety when I had to open Instagram app or Facebook or I got a notification that I was tagged somewhere. And that isn't that long ago. It's around 3 years ago that this happened, where I was overly focused on the numbers and my strategy and doing the right things that I lost track of what marketing really meant to me and what it really actually just is. So, in today's episode, we are going to dive deeper into the 2 tips to create your marketing strategy to get more clients. So fun that you are listening to the Stephanie Smolder Show. If you get excited by online business, personal development, and love to discover new things, then you're in the right place. I'm Stephanie, and I'd love to help you build a business that helps you align with your unicorn power so that you have more impact and create more freedom for yourself. Are you ready for this episode? Let's dive right in. You might recognize this for yourself, and a lot of my clients get to this point where they've learned so much about their ideal client and how to write to get them to notice you and do all the right things in your marketing strategy, and then upload a quote and then upload a post, and you have to have videos on Instagram, and now you need to do TikTok as well, that you get to a point that you're so overwhelmed that you're like, no, I don't want to do any marketing anymore. I'm done. I'm just going to do nothing. Well, you're not the only one. This happens to a lot of people, a lot of entrepreneurs. And actually, this episode is inspired by a recent client session where her question was, I want to have a clearer marketing strategy. But the whole point was that her strategy was stopping her from creating content in the first place. She didn't like marketing at that point. She wasn't excited to create a post, a video, or write something for her ideal client. She got super stuck in, but I have to do these things, otherwise the algorithm will not like me. That is not a place you want to be at with your marketing strategy. If your strategy is holding you back from actually doing things, it's not the right fit. And I want to dive deeper in just 2 tips to reassess what you're doing in your marketing and to realign it. Because either you're at this point right now where you have no strategy whatsoever in your marketing, or you have a system and a strategy in place, but it's really limiting you at this point. So identify for yourself where you're at and what it really is that triggered you to firstly listen to this episode, but in general, to give you the idea that you need a marketing strategy in the first place. And yeah, you do. You do need a strategy and some kind of guidance as to how this online marketing world works and what it is that you can do to reach your client. Does that mean that you have to do it a certain way? No, I don't subscribe to that. I don't believe that there's just one way of doing marketing, that there is one system that's going to get you more clients. No, it has to be fun and exciting and just something that you look forward to in doing. Marketing is just a way of creating a connection, of creating a relationship with someone else who you can be helping, either with your service or your product. That's all that marketing is. It's not some scam. It's not some trick. It's not that you're manipulating someone. You're just creating a piece of content that will inspire someone to take action, that will educate someone on a topic that they're already interested in, to give them some kind of value or understanding that they're not alone in what they're going through. That's all it is. It is nothing more. So if for you, marketing is something that you don't like, that's where you have to start. What is it about marketing that you don't like? Is it because you cannot be creative? Is it because you think you have to be the perfect writer? Is it because you believe you have to have really good photos? what is it about marketing that makes it feel icky for you right now? So that is where I should start, and that's not even one of the points right now. So this is just a little extra for you at the moment, but figure out what it is that makes marketing not fun for you at the moment. Once you've done that, the first thing that I want you to do is learn about marketing. Learn about human behavior, because we're all human beings and we all need things and services. And marketing is just a way to get it to those people. So learn human behavior, learn how we think, how we act, how we buy, how we operate, what we desire, what we fear, how we communicate to our neighbors, those kind of things. So learn about human behavior. Get to know your ideal client. Who is she? What does she do? How does she think? What does she act like? Those are like, there are a lot of things, and this could be an episode all in of itself of how to really get in tune with your ideal client. There's a lot of traditional marketing advice on this, and then there's other advice on this. I often do a combination of both, because both have value, and it really depends on where you are in your business and how well you are connected to your ideal client. So really tune in on that. Really work on copywriting. Learn how to write good sales pages. Learn how to write good articles. Learn how to write good Instagram captions. That's a skill. It's not a talent. Well, for some people, it's a talent and they just can hone it more. But it's a skill. It's something you can train. Anyone can train this. And you don't have to be a pro at it. But you can always tweak it, refine it, and just get in the zone of it and find out what your voice is, what your tone of voice is, how you would like to be perceived, and what's your natural way of communicating with people. And often you can do that through your copywriting on other marketing platforms as well. So get into that. Get to know different platforms. Get to know the algorithm. Play around a bit. Look at some YouTube videos about marketing and all of those kind of things. And then tip number two is to leave that all behind. I know this is super counterintuitive, right? But once you're so deep in all this marketing related stuff, it might feel overwhelming and it might feel like it's never going to be good enough and you're always going to miss something in order to be successful at marketing and reaching your ideal client. That's bullshit. You can learn a lot about marketing, but at some point you'll have to trust that you've known or that you learned enough to actually go and do things and make things happen and write that caption and create that video and make that email. Like, there is a point where you just have to trust that you have all the skills that are necessary right now to reach the people that need to be reached by you, that need to hear you. Trust that you will reach the right people with your marketing. That's the whole episode in and of itself already, that trusting. So don't go and overcomplicate it. Once you've got the basics of the different aspects of marketing, go and find out what works for you. What is natural for you? Maybe talking on video is something that's super natural for you. Maybe it's not. Maybe you're really good at making drawings, and maybe that's the way you're going to reach your audience. Maybe you're really good at writing long form emails. Then that's the way. Go and learn about all the different tools and then find what works for you and just become really good at that. That's it. And don't really 100% believe in letting other people do your marketing, especially if you are the product, if you're a service provider. It's really hard for another person to really captivate your essence, what you're here to bring. If you're a coach, a consultant, a photographer, all those kind of things, you will have a certain way of speaking and coming across. And when someone else is doing it, it might not be the same online as offline. So that's just a little side note. So find out what works for you and don't complicate it. Just integrate everything that you've learned and start doing the things that light you up. For me, for example, I really like writing Instagram captions and making these podcasts. I don't like the process of editing the podcast. I don't like the process of researching my hashtags for Instagram. So those are things I outsource. There are other people editing this for me. I did it in the beginning myself just to learn to understand the process. But once I understood the process and I really didn't like it, you just hire someone to do it for you. And if you're not in that position, try to make it as fun for yourself at that point. Or see if you can trade with someone, like maybe you're really good at writing or coming up with ideas and someone else is really good at editing, then you can switch and you can trade your actual powers with someone else. So find what you're good at. Look for someone else who can finish it if that's what it is for you. Maybe you don't really have a lot of ideas, like what do I have to post? There are lots of people who have like 1,000 ideas. I'm the kind of person that has 1,000 ideas. Just reach out to someone and see like, hey, I'm stuck. I don't know what to post. Can you just talk with me for an hour? Or can you give me some ideas? You can either pay for them or, like I said, trade for them. Like, there are a lot of ways that you can do your marketing and you don't have to do it all by yourself. But you also don't have to rely on other people for your marketing. Wow, this is getting a little complicated, but I guess you get the message, right? Like, once you've got the basics, then just trust that you will integrate those and have fun, experiment, fail, try to launch your course and fail, and then reflect on it, take your learnings and do it again. Like, if you're successful with your marketing strategy from the get-go, you don't know what is working because you're not really sure what it really is that is converting your clients for you. If you've tried a lot of things and out of 10 things, 2 things tend to really work, you can master those and become hyper successful in marketing. You can also, of course, really look at your human design, where your strengths lie naturally, and start there rather than trying a lot of things. So it really depends on you as well. And trust that you have an intuitive strategy in you. That yes, you might need help with someone zooming out and making those steps more clear and taking you away from the hustle and bustle when you're in your own business. So that is really helpful. But trust that you will do things strategically and that it's just a matter of putting the right puzzle pieces together. Often when people come to me with, hey, Stephanie, I really don't like marketing. I really think I need a funnel. I really think I need help with launching my course. I really need a strategy to reach more people. We start a conversation. I ask them some questions and they basically create their whole strategy by themselves with me just asking a few questions and then reflecting and making it organized. That's it. So if that for you is hard to zoom out, get a coach, take up one session, talk with someone about your marketing to zoom out a bit and look at all the puzzle pieces you have so that you just have to click them together. And yes, you can make it a little bit more strategic along the way. But when you're first starting in business, you don't really need to have a complete marketing strategy. It helps, it makes it easier because you have the right steps. But a lot of people that I work with, they do it from an aligned and integrity kind of way, and they just reach the right people and they trust that they're going to reach the right people. So those are my 2 tips, really. Like, I can go a lot deeper in how it is for me to see systems and structures and strategies super easy and what I do. I actually broke it down already, how that works for me, because that's one of my natural superpowers, is taking something and building a strategy around it. And I'm going to do a complete episode on that in the near future. So if you would like that, subscribe to the podcast or otherwise get on my email list. All the links are in the show notes. But in general, don't overcomplicate it. Learn the things that you need to learn about marketing and then start doing those things. And then you can really look at creating proper strategy. Make it fun. That's like my takeaway after this episode. I hope you liked it. I'm looking forward to creating the other episode and for you to go and have fun with your marketing. I wish you a beautiful day and let's catch up very soon. We've reached the end of this episode. Thank you so much for listening. Did you hear something that inspired you or got you thinking? Let me know by a shout out on Instagram and tag me at stephanie.smolders. If you're interested in one of my courses or coaching programs, make sure to check out the show notes. There's always something going on for you. Stay tuned for future episodes where we'll explore together how you can build a business that has impact and creates more freedom. Have a magical day, unicorn.